What was the recording process of this third album like?
Well, like, both the records we've made before have been like plug in and play, and we've sort of proudly done that, and it's always taken about 3 weeks to do. And this record sort of embraced production more, and we were quite keen to not make a live record, so we built the tracks like very differently. We spent a long time building the tracks actually, and then like stripping stuff back, and so by the time we went into the studio everything was like pretty heavily arranged, and then we just spent a lot of the time in the studio just kind of like dialing in the sounds and sort of, yeah. It's quite a highly stylized record comparatively, so spent a lot of time kind of dialing in sound.
Dialing in. How does that work, as in using wacky bits of kit to make weird and wonderful?
Yeah, I suppose some of it was quite wacky.
So it's such a dad word.
No, I mean, Dave's studio is like unbelievably well equipped with lots of stuff that 99.9% of the population will find incredibly boring. I'm probably one of those people, but certainly stuff that he gets excited about and manages to get pretty amazing sounds out. So yeah, I mean, it's fun. We sort of never really embraced the notion of sort of modernity or production or what's essentially at our disposal to make our music surpass what perhaps we thought we were capable of.
And why did you call it English Graffiti?
I saw a really amazing quote about like 6 months ago, or about a year ago now. I think it was in the New York Times. It said, "It doesn't matter where you go in the world now, the brunch will taste the same." And I thought it like really summed up sort of how I was feeling. I think like we just played in Peru, and I remember seeing all this like English graffiti like on all the walls, and I was thinking, I wonder what it would have been like to come here sort of 50 years ago. And it sort of made me start thinking about how in like so many ways, like, you know, we're sort of so connected now in a way like we never have been before. You know, everyone's sort of connected. If you go out, then, you know, within 10 minutes of you sitting down to dinner, everyone's checking their phones. And I think in a way that's an amazing thing. But I also think our generation, perhaps probably as a result of that, feels maybe more disconnected than, you know, from each other than any generation before. And I think it's like, thinking about probably how much harder it is these days to find, like, you know, friends you connect with and to fall in love. And I just sort of thought this is sort of irony that everywhere's the same now, you know, and everyone's so connected and the world's become so homogenized, but I still feel this real disconnect in my personal life, you know. Do me wrong, do-